us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him. So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, Please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, Behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones. Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in pains of childbirth until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. He also told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own? How can you say to your brother, Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sermon for the fourth Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Can the blind lead the blind? And you hypocrites, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out that is in your brother's eye. Thus for the text, please be seated. Across many congregations in this United States of America, we all know what is going to be talked about based on a decision that was made by the Supreme Court. This should not be surprising that you would hear it in the pulpits. It's how it's talked about that matters. What does that begin? What is that weekend in the history with the Supreme Court rule? souls have been solidified in a sin which is proclaimed as such within the unchanging truth of God's word, as it declares many, many other sins of which you do. Christians hang their heads in sadness that droves of souls would rather be justified by a man-made institution rather than justified by the truth of God's holy word. How does this speak of the text for today? But one of the specs that Jesus speaks of in today's text has been deemed by man to be no speck at all. Your holy word, O Lord, has been deemed untrue. You, God Almighty, have been called a liar. Those who don't follow your holy word are rejoicing because they think themselves free of your truth. What else might be coming down the supreme road of worldly wisdom? What else? What if extramarital affairs were declared not a problem? But wait. TV and movies already promote them as normal, and websites have been created to encourage it. What if beating someone to within inches of their death, or possibly even killing them, were declared to be okay? Too late. It's already been legalized, and it is considered a sport to be watched as entertainment. What if outright murder of life was deemed legal? But that was already okay back in the early 70s, when over 3,000 defenseless infant lives have been and continue to be murdered daily, legally. So what's next? What's next in the aim of the devil, the world, and sinful flesh? The answer: it will inevitably be something else that God's unchanging holy word of objective truth proclaims as sin. The world may even throw at you Christians the word of God, saying, "Now that word that you follow says, judge not, lest you be judged," thinking that it means that nothing should be judged at all. That's not what it means. And furthermore, it is impossible for sinful, self-absorbed man not to judge, because sinful flesh presumes itself to be the knower of all things, the bar setter of self and society. Sinful flesh thinks, "Oh, if everyone were simply more like me, then everything would be just perfect." Right? Have mercy, O Lord. But you, O Christians, you are able to see the speck in your brother's eye, because as God keeps you in the whole counsel of His Word, week after week, if not day by day, the logs that are in your eyes are pointed out to you. The law is preached or delivered as spiritual concern by a pastor or even a fellow Christian. And the merciful deliverance of God's law aims at repentance. The merciful deliverance of God's law aims to remove sin, to remove the logs, so that you may rightly see where you truly live, by grace alone, through the way of Christ's atoning merits alone, through justifying faith alone. That is why grace of God, be repenting and believing over all sin. This is the issue with the devil, the world, and the sinful nature, deeming a God-declared sin no sin at all. It affects both the truth of God's law and the truth of his gospel. To say that something isn't sin, that is anything, to say that anything isn't sin, which is declared as such by God's holy word, inevitably means that it has been declared as something for which Christ hasn't died. In other words, it destroys the gospel. When you get rid of God's law, you get rid of God's gospel. You cannot just have the gospel passing over or approving of sin. You must have both, because God's law and gospel must go together. As Christians, you call someone to repentance no matter what the sin, because you're brought to love them as you have been loved. You're being merciful to them even as your Father is merciful. Remember, God mercifully delivers his law to you, so your deliverance of the law to others according to God's truth is merciful as well. God's word, which includes his law, is objectively true. That means that no matter when any man or man-made supreme order says differently, God's word trumps it and remains true. In matters of conscience, it is better to fear God than man. When the devil, the world, and sinful flesh think they can get rid of the object of truth of God's holy word, it is exactly as Jesus says, like the blind leading the blind. Need there be an illustration for what happens when this takes place? There's no need. Simply look at the world. Look at the blind leading the blind as they both fall down into the pit. Sin upon sin will be deemed virtues and character traits of who you are. Consider something of which no repentance will be needed. Does it mean God's holy word of truth isn't true? No. But God's word declares, all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Does the denial of God's truth mean that God will not reach out to those who call him a liar? No. Indeed, he will continue to be true God, who cannot deny himself, who will pursue all of mankind lovingly to gather his elect until the end of time, when the Son will marry his bride, the church. There may be some who are frustrated over the man-made Supreme Court ruling to approve homosexual marriage. But do not be discouraged. Lift high your heads. Your redemption draws near. As the Lord is patient, giving all of mankind time to be brought to repentance, so you too will endure, because God will give you strength. God uses the enemies of faith to strengthen faith. just as he did Joseph, the Christ figure. So he did with Christ Jesus. He takes what man means for evil and uses it for his good, including the very rejection of his only begotten Son, that you may have eternal life through faith alone in his blood. The very icon that God keeps you staring at reminds you of that truth. He takes what man means for evil and makes it good. You, God, will continue to pursue through his holy word of truth and his holy sacraments, mercifully revealing your laws of sin in order to forgive your laws and remove your laws of sin, bringing you to be merciful, even as he has been merciful to you. You, God Almighty, will continue to sustain, as the devil, the world, and sinful flesh ever contend against him, as St. Paul and the rest of Christendom through time, you are brought to consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to you. Yes, as creation groans, and you believers who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly, God's never-changing, objective, holy word of truth reveals that your peace is not in a utopia world that tries to make it pretend peace by calling God a liar. Yet your peace is also not because you consider yourself a better person who doesn't battle with the sin of homosexuality. You battle with different sins. But God's word brings you to be repentant of your sins. Here is where God's word remains proclaimed in its truth and purity and rightly administered for you, to bring you your true peace. Here is where Christ, the bridegroom, meets his bride, the church, and keeps her spotless and without blemish, washing away her sins and removing the logs from her eyes, giving all of himself to her, that she would live through his very own blood. Your peace, dear Christians, is delivered to you as you are delivered through faith alone in the log-removing, atoning merits of Christ crucified for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.